For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, June the 28th, 1986. First service of the 4th of July Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the minister of the evening. Well, praise the Lord. We're blessed, we're blessed, we're blessed. Amen, amen. Well, it's a privilege for you all to be here, and it's a privilege to have the ministries that's going to minister to us this week, to bring the word of the Lord, and as you pray for them, where the glory and the anointing of the Lord will flow and move. Sister Cook, please come, and I have no intention to do this. Please come and sing for us before our other brother Cook comes and ministers. What did you do, dear?
There's not three sets of cookies.
God is leading us the way. He is leading us on. It's a way that we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb. There are valleys to cross. Yet before us we can see that open door. Oh, God is leading us on. He is leading the way. It's a way that we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb. There are valleys to cross. Yet before us we can see that open door. This little song, I'd like for you to sing it with me. I know that God is leading us, people. And it's not all pie in the sky, but it is a cleansing, as they mentioned. It's a fire time, but we should praise the Lord for the fire, because it's cleaning us up and getting us ready, because that flaming sword is guarding the way of the entrance into the kingdom of God. And then it says it's a way we've never gone before. We can't live in the past, not even yesterday, but he said the one... prayer was, give us this day our daily bread. Every day we've got to have this fresh bread. And I know when the Lord began to let his fire come into my life, I absolutely thought that we had been set outside of the camp, my family. But then I had, praise the Lord, someone gave me the knowledge that it's cleansing time. And that only comes by cleansing of the Word and the Spirit. So sing it with me. God is leading the way. He is leading us on. And it's a way we have never gone before. God is leading us the way. He is leading the way. It's a way that we have never gone before. There are mountains. There are mountains to climb. There are valleys to cross. Yet before us we can see that open door. He makes a way when there is no way. God is leading the way. He is leading us on. It's a way that we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb. There are valleys to cross. Yet before us we can see that open door.
You know the kingdom people. You're akin to them.
Yes.
Regardless of where they're at, you're akin to kingdom people.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And the presence
and the glory of the Lord binds and bonds you together, such as natural blood cannot and does not do. But those who are destined for the kingdom, when I say that, I mean to rule and reign with the Lord. There's a difference. I'm not going to go into any of that, but there's a difference between salvation and those who are destined to rule and reign in the kingdom. I want to rule and reign in the kingdom. And I want all of you, but there is a bonding of those who you feel are called and destined to that place in the kingdom.
Amen.
And if you didn't have that tug in your heart, you wouldn't be here tonight.
Right.
God is calling you. He's calling you for the hour of the kingdom. And the hour of the kingdom is upon us. Well, Sister Cook sang for us. Now, Brother Tommy Cook will come and minister to us the word of the Lord. Amen. And they're not related at all.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, let's stand. Hallelujah. Our Father, tonight we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of coming and being here with your people tonight, Lord. Dear Lord, we pray that we'll be one in you tonight, that there'll be such a unity, Lord, among us, Lord God, that your word shall be exalted, Lord. Hallelujah. That you be exalted, Lord, that you do your work and your will in us tonight, Lord, your purpose, your plan tonight, Father. And we bless you and we love you. Lord, we're nothing in ourselves. We can do nothing without you. We submit to the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Ghost. We submit to him tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glad my wife and son can be with me today. I like my wife and son. Just stand so you'll know who they are. Praise the Lord. Just stand up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glad they could come with me. Let's turn tonight to the book of Malachi. How many has ever read Malachi? Amen. We're so happy to be back at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp.
Back home.
Amen. Back home. Bill and I are part of the fixtures here. Praise the Lord.
You're part of the family.
Amen, brother. Thank you, Brother Miller. Praise the Lord. How many appreciate Brother and Sister Miller? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give them a good hand. Amen. Hallelujah. They're precious, precious people. Praise the Lord. Turn to Malachi. We want to look at, now I can go several directions, but I want the direction of the Holy Ghost. But look in chapter 3, verse 16 tonight in Malachi. Malachi 3:16. Then they feared the Lord spake often one to another. I mean, believe we need God's fear. We know there's a natural fear. That if you're driving your car down the highway and you have a blowout and you're about to hit a telephone pole, that's a natural reaction. Then there's abnormal fear, the demon of fear that Paul spoke about in Timothy. There's religious fears, there's the fear of man, but there is the fear of God. And all the books and all the tapes there are, there's not too many written or preached about the fear of the Lord. And I believe we need a new revelation of God's fear in our hearts. Amen. A reverential fear of God. Amen. But they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. That's fellowship. That's a union. And that's a communion with one another. Amen. And if you fear God, you're going to love your brother. Amen. If you fear God, you're going to speak to your brother. Hallelujah. And you've got something to speak about. And it's Jesus. Hallelujah. Now notice. And the Lord hearkened. He eavesdropped. It means that he pricked up the ears. God is listening to what we say. Isn't that right, brethren? And notice he heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. The name is his nature. Amen. And those that fear his nature are going to think upon his nature. And they're going to be changed by that nature. And they're going to talk about the nature. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you say amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Now, verse 17. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, In that day, we're coming to that day, aren't we, brethren? We're coming to the day of the Lord. And in that day, they who? The ones that fear Him. The ones that speak one to another. The ones that think upon Him. The ones that He's listening to. He said, in that day, they're going to be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewel. And that word jewels means wealth, or special people, or peculiar treasure, Exodus 19 calls them. And I will do something, God said. I will spare them. The Jews. The ones that fear me. The ones that fellowship with each other. And the ones that think upon my name. Notice, as a man spares his son that serves him. Then, here's the verse I want to come to. Shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. Amen? Between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. And we believe we need to discern. We need discernment more in the body of Christ than we've ever needed it. And God is bringing His people to a place where they're going to know the righteous from the wicked. From those that serve God, amen, apart from those who don't serve God. Amen? Hallelujah. And we need that inward discernment. That, let me know the New Testament on discernment. It means a judicial estimation. It means to separate something thoroughly, to withdraw from, to oppose or discriminate. It means many things, but we need the discernment of God. It comes through several ways. It comes as you mature in God, and it can come by the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, look in chapter 4. Look in chapter 4. And before I look at chapter 4, let me tell you four things about the fear of God in the New Testament that I found out. In Acts chapter 2 and chapter 5, you see these four things. You can write them down if you want to. Number one is, I saw there was a restoration. After the power of God fell upon Pentecost, there was a restoration of respectability. The church has lost its respectability in many ways. Amen? I mean, oh, God wants to restore that. Amen. And only the fear of God can restore it. Number two, the second thing is, they were in unity. They were in one accord, God's people, in Acts 2 and Acts 5. And God will bring the unity as we learn to fear Him. Praise the Lord. And number three, the third thing is, was church growth. They didn't have church seminars, but the fear of God brought a growth in the church. It said, God added to the church daily such as should be saved. Hallelujah. And number four, there was a supernatural move of God. There were signs, miracles, and wonders, not only in the church, but on the street. Hallelujah. They brought them in beds. They brought them on couches. And God supernaturally moved. Why? Because there was a reverential fear of God in the people of God. Can you say amen? We need it tonight. Hallelujah. We need a revelation. Pray for it. Cry out for it. That God will put it within us. Amen. Chapter 4. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly. Now remember, he said we're going to be able to discern between the wicked and the righteous. And he said here that the day of the Lord is coming that's going to burn like an oven. How many know the fire is getting hotter? If you're going on for God, how many know that the fire is getting hotter in your life? In your family? In your situation? Amen? God is a consuming fire in 1986 also. And He'll be next year and so forth. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be what? Stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up. Did you hear that, saith the Lord of hosts? And shall leave them neither root nor branch. Now God's going to burn up some stubble. And God is burning up some stubble. Now turn a minute to Obadiah. How many know where Obadiah is? It's right after Amos. Obadiah. Look in one little chapter. Look in verse 17 and 18 of Obadiah. Verse 17, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance.
Hallelujah.
People don't believe in deliverance. They need to read the book of Obadiah. How many know that Zion is the seventh letter in the Hebrew? How many know that there's Israel within Israel, Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem, Zion? But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. There shall be holiness. You can't be holy without deliverance. Amen? And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. That's their inheritance. Now, it's not enough to enter. You've got to conquer. You've got to possess what God has given you and me. Verse 18. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, the house of Joseph a flame. Now look at this. And the house of Esau for stubble. God is going to burn Esau up. What's Esau? It's the flesh. Amen. And they shall kindle in them and devour them. There shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. Turn back to Malachi chapter 1. Hallelujah. Malachi 1. Malachi's name means my messenger. In Malachi 1, verse 1, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith the Lord, yet you say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Saith the Lord, yet I loved Jacob and I hated Esau and laid his mountains and heritage waste for the dragons. Did you hear that? Of the wilderness. How many know the enemy still feeds on the flesh? And God said, I hate Esau. God hates the working of the flesh. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. And God said to us here in chapter 4, that he was going to burn up that stubble. He's going to burn up that which is fleshly. Amen? Now look in chapter 4 also and verse 2. But unto you, O Malachi, but unto you that fear my name. How many fear him tonight? Do you really fear him? But unto you that fear my name shall the sun of righteousness, this is Jesus, arise with healing in his wings. Amen. And that word healing means a cure, a medicine. It means deliverance. It means to be sound. It means to be whole. Or it means a remedy. Let me show you this in 2 Chronicles a minute, 36. I want to show you why people don't get their healing. You ever thought on that? Well, some people don't get their healing. You can pray over a head off their head, and they don't get healing for certain reasons unless they repent. Isn't that right? Look in 2 Chronicles 36, verse 15. Let's see what God's Word says. We're talking about the word healing. He's going to rise with healing in his wings to those that fear him, right? And the Lord God, 36:15, 2 Chronicles 36:15. And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them his people by his messengers. The word messengers means a prophet or a priest or a teacher or an angel. But here it's the prophets. Rising up betimes and sending because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. Where's he dwelling today? In you and in me. But they mocked the messengers of God. And they despised his words and misused his prophets until, time word, the wrath of the Lord. Didn't say the devil, did it? Until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no healing. Same word as Malachi. Till there was no healing, no cure, no deliverance, no soundness or wholesomeness, and none of that. Hallelujah. I mean, a lot of people's in that boat tonight. They've criticized the ministry. And we can lose our healing. Amen? But let's go back to the positive now. Chapter 4. He said in verse 2, those that fear him, that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. How many know the Bible said, let God arise and his enemies be what?
Scattered.
And God's enemies is your enemy and my enemy. Where's God arising? He's arising in you. He's arising in you with his healing, with his cure, with his medicine, his deliverance, his soundness, his wholesomeness, and his remedy. Hallelujah. Because he is the remedy. He is the healing. And so forth. Amen. And notice what it says. And they'll go forth and grow up. And they'll grow. Who's going to go forth? The ones that fear him and the ones that let him rise within them. With healing in his wings. How many has ever seen a big eagle fly? Big wings spread out. But you never seen one fly with just one wing. How many know God's got a balance? The Bible said a false balance is a what? Abomination unto the Lord. What is the balance? The balance is the Word and the Spirit. Hallelujah. The balance is the mind of Christ. That is the two wings. I mean, on Exodus 19, he said, I brought you unto myself by those two wings, he told Israel, unto myself. Those wings, the Word and the Spirit, is not going to bring you to man, but they're going to bring you to Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. They're going to bring you to God. And yet he says to us that if we will wait upon the Lord, we're going to walk, we're going to run, and we're going to mount up as well with wings from on high. Isn't that right? And in Revelation chapter 12, he gives the church two wings to fly into the wilderness to be protected from the dragon. Hallelujah. And I believe those two wings are the Word and the Spirit. It is the mind of Christ that will take us through any crisis. Hallelujah. And he's going to rise in you. He's going to rise in me. Let's come back here now and see what he says here. In verse 3, he said that we're going to go forth. We're going to grow up. In verse 3, you shall tread down the wicked. There's the wicked again. You shall tread down the wicked. Now he said we'll be able to discern between the righteous and the wicked. Isn't that right? He said the wicked's going to be like stubble. It's Esau. It's the flesh. And now he says to us, you'll tread down the wicked. Well, how many know we're not going to tread down people? Our enemy is not flesh and blood. It's the demons, the powers of darkness. For they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in that day that I shall do this. Remember, saith the Lord of hosts, remember that you the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb, and all Israel with the statutes and justice. Behold, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. How many believe God's raising up an Elijah ministry? An Elijah army up. Amen. And you shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. The last word in Old Testament is a curse. So God is saying to us, we're going to be able, in verse 18 of chapter 3, begin to do something. Discern between the righteous and the wicked. Amen? Hallelujah. God's going to burn up the lust and all that's within it. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4 now. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Hallelujah. I got a word the other day that there'll be times that I'll be ministering. The sun will be coming up. Maybe. It's going to take a special anointing for me to do that. 2 Timothy 4. Don't go to sleep on me then. 2 Timothy 4. Look at verse 10. How many know that the Bible says that the world is the lust of the eye, lust of flesh, and the pride of life? In 2 Timothy 4:10, notice it said, Paul said here to Timothy, for Demas hath forsaken me. He actually let me down. He disappointed me. He deserted me. Now that word forsaken is the same word as Hebrews 10:25. Where we're not to forsake the assembling ourselves together as a man of summit. And so here's a man that had traveled with Paul, was a companion, probably a fellow minister, and yet he said, Demas has forsaken me. Why did he forsake him? Having love this present work. Christians do get involved with the work. Christians do leave Jesus for the work. Amen. Amen. Now, turn to 1 John 2. Just a minute. 1 John 2. Look at verse. 1 John 2, look at verse about 15 or so. Notice the scripture. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is this, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. The pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world, and the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth, the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Now, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present age, this present world. And there's a lot of Christians love the world. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, look at John 14. Send John 14. Judas said in verse 22 of John 14, Judas said to him, to Jesus, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us and not to the world? Jesus said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words or my sayings or my commandments. My Father will love him. We will come unto him and make our mansion or our abode with him. Amen. But notice what he said here. Thou wilt manifest thyself to us and not to the world. Now Jesus died for the world. But he never prayed for the world. John 17, let's look at it. John 17, verse 9. 17:9. I pray for them. That's those that believe on it. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say if you get off into the world and you begin to love the world, you cut yourself off from Jesus praying for you. Amen. Amen. How many know that's strong? Now go to 1 John 4. 1 John 4. This is hot off the press. He gave it to me today. Most of it. 1 John 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit. Why? Because some are bad. Some of the guys that talk to you aren't too good. They're evil. Now he said we're going to discern between the righteous and the wicked. Isn't that right? Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. I want to stop right here and tell you what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost saying. Every ministry that does not cause you to turn from the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, it is antichrist all the way. The true ministries God is raising up will deal with your flesh. He will cause you and tell you how to overcome the world and the devil. Can you say amen? Yeah. Amen. He said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because, here's the reason, many false prophets. And a false prophet has a false anointing. He has an anointing. And you cannot always tell by the way the man speaks. But how many know God can show you within yourself? A false prophet will always play in the lust of the eye and lust of the flesh and pride of life. Isn't that right? You say, how do I know? Let's see what it says here. Because he said these false prophets are gone out into the what? What's the world? Come on. Come on. All right, what else? Pride of life. He said they've gone out into the world, the false prophets. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And that is in your flesh. Because we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. We believe Jesus came in the flesh. But he's come in your flesh if you know him tonight. Amen. Verse 3. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is what? That spirit of what? Antichrist. Whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now it's already in the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. It's here, isn't it? It's in the world. You have got little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. But have we? Huh? How many know John said that in the Spirit? And when we're in the Spirit, we overcome that force. Isn't that right? How many know the battle is not with the flesh? It's in the Spirit. Amen? Verse 5. Now listen to this. They are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and what? The pride of life. And the world, that same Spirit, hears them. How many know you can locate a person by what they say? We are of God. He that knoweth God hears us, and he that is not of God hears not us. Thereby, or hereby, know we the Spirit of truth and the spirit of error. What am I saying? I'm saying if we open ourselves up to the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, or to that spirit of the world, then I'll tell you what will happen. We'll open ourselves up to false prophets. We'll open ourselves up to spirits that talk to us. Amen. That's not always the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll open up to Antichrist spirits and we'll get in error. Hallelujah. But it will let the Spirit of the Christ purge and cleanse us. We'll partake of that divine nature. And how many will have discernment? We'll have the Spirit of truth and we won't be deceived. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn to James 4:4. James 4:4. It says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the what? Enemy of God. He said, if you're a friend of the lust of the eye and the flesh and the pride of life, you and I are an enemy of God. Amen. How many know that we commit spiritual fornication and adultery when we do that? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. Now, turn to Hosea chapter 12. Hosea chapter 12. I think Hosea is after Daniel. Yeah. Look in Hosea 12:13. Hosea 12:13, and by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of what? What's Egypt a type of? The world. By a prophet he brought them out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he Israel preserved. Well, how many know he brought natural Israel out? He brought his son out of Egypt because that's where his mother and father took him. Amen. And he's bringing the sons of God out of Egypt too. And yet he's taking Egypt out of us. If we let him. In chapter 11 verse 1, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of the world, out of Egypt. Now notice back in chapter 12, by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Who was the prophet? The natural man now. Who was the natural man? Moses. But who's the prophet that's going to bring us out and preserve us in this hour? Jesus, the true prophet. Amen. Turn back to Hebrews 11 a minute. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Verse 24 through 27. By faith, Moses, when he come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now in these scriptures, you can see the lust of the eye, lust of flesh, and pride of life if you want to look for them. Verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect to the recompense of the reward. Verse 27, by faith he forsook what? How are you going to leave the world? By faith. Amen. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He saw the invisible one. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that prophet brought them out, and they were preserved by a prophet. And that prophet was Moses, the one who forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Hallelujah. Now, turn with me to Isaiah. Now remember what we read earlier in Malachi, that we will be able to discern between the righteous and the wicked, to those that serve God and those that do not serve Him, right? Who's that given to? To those that fear the Lord. Right? The jewels that he's making up for that day. Now, Isaiah 7. Let's go there. I want to look at verse 14 and 15. Isaiah 7, 14 and 15. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. How many know he's the sign? How many know that he said, I and the children whom the Lord's given me are for signs. And as Jesus is the sign, he's bringing forth his sons also will be a sign. Amen? And it says here, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, or God with us. Butter and honey shall he eat. It's not the kind you go down to the Safeway and bring home and mix up. Amen? Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know something. How to refuse the evil and choose the good. Amen? Well, how many know that butter is a strong word from God? It's a strong word. Honey is also the word. Did you know that? But honey also is resurrection life. Jesus ate a honeycomb when he rose from the dead in a resurrected body. Amen? And it says of Israel that they sucked honey out of the rock. Who's the rock? Christ. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Christ had no beginning. Amen. Christ was that rock that followed them. Hallelujah. And they sucked honey out of the rock. Ezekiel chapter 3 tells us that honey is the word. John was told in a book, he said, it'll be sweet in your mouth as honey. But when it gets in your belly, it's going to be bitter. How many know that the word of God is sweet when it comes forth? But when you begin to walk it out, how many know it gets pretty tough sometimes? There's some overcoming, isn't there? Sure is. Now, look at verse 22. And it shall come to pass for the abundance of milk that they shall give, he shall eat butter. For butter and honey shall everyone eat. Did you hear this? That is left in the land. How many wants to be left and not taken? Then you better get some butter and honey in you. Amen? Now turn to Job 29. Job 29. Let's see what Brother Job said. Verse 1. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, Oh, and this sounds like me and you sometime, that I were as in months past. How many know you're going through a hard thing when you start thinking like that? Isn't that right? As in the days when God preserved me. Well, he can still do it in 1986. Oh, that I were in months past. I'll read that again, didn't I? Verse 3. When his candle, this is the light, the revelation, the illumination, the lamp of God, shined upon my head. I can see that two ways. How many know he's the head too? And yet we have a head. The head better shine on the head. And when by his light I walk through darkness. How many know darkness is coming? Midnight's coming. We've got to have the light to walk through the darkness. Amen? How many know it says, Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. And at night he will share the spoil. Now, there's a night coming when no man can work, but there's a Benjamin company that will be able to go to work at night and share what God's done. And they're going to raven as a wolf. How many know they're going to go in the church and tear the traditions down when God lets them in? Huh? How many know we need them tore down? Amen. It's a Benjamin people. How many know that Joseph wanted to see Benjamin more than all his brothers? You know what Joseph told his brethren? You'll not see my face again until I can see Benjamin with you. And I know people say we're going to fly out here any minute, but I want to tell you, brother, until there's a Benjamin people raised up, will not see Jesus. But we're going to see him. Hallelujah. Amen. Now notice what Job said in verse 4. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret, now this is the mysteries of God. The secret of God was upon my tabernacle. How many has ever walked through that place in God where God was giving you revelation? Day after day after day after day. Amen? And a tongue can't express what it's like. When the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me. Of course, Job knew something about that. He had lost his children. Many of us have never done that. But in verse 6, when I washed my steps with what?
Butter.
That's his walk life. Now, he didn't go down to say when get some old Leon smear on his feet, did he? No. But his walk life was washed with a strong word. Then he said, the rock, that's Christ, poured me out rivers of oil. Amen. And then he went down to the gate and so forth. That speaks of government. Praise the Lord. Discernment. We need discernment. We need between the good and the evil. Now turn to Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 14. Hallelujah. I may believe there's a religious system out there that doesn't want you to eat the honey and butter. In chapter 14 of 1 Samuel verse 26, and when the people were come to the wood, behold, the honey drop. But no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. What was the oath? Saul said, you can't eat today. That old order doesn't want you to eat. But Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with the oath, wherefore he put forth the end of the rod's in the hand of the overcomer. Hallelujah. I mean, the overcomer's not going to pay much attention to those traditions they've come out of. The guy in sense. That was in his hand and dipped it in the honeycomb and put his hand to his mouth and his eyes were enlightened. Hallelujah. The honey will enlighten your eyes. Paul said the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The Amplified said brighten. The honey will enlighten and will brighten the inner man of you and me. Amen. That's first revelation. Now, look in verse 29. Here's the second revelation. Here's the second discernment. Jonathan said, my father has troubled the land. He had a revelation that his father was troubling the land. Why? How? Because they would not let Israel eat that day of the honey. Amen? But he said, I pray you how my eyes have been enlightened because I tasted just a little of the honey. Don't take too much, does it? Amen. Now, look at the third revelation. How much, verse 30, how much more if happily the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies, which they found? For had there not been now a much greater slaughter among the Philistines, there had been more of the enemy destroyed if they could have partaken of the honey. Amen. And you're not going to destroy the enemy in your flesh and in your strength. It's going to be by the honey and the butter that you're going to be able to destroy him. Amen? As you partake and get it in you. Hallelujah. And it becomes a part of you. And you don't just go through the book. The book's got to get in you and go through you. Isn't that right, brethren? Hallelujah. And then Saul wanted to kill Jonathan because it tasted all the honey. And they want to kill you when you start eating the honey and butter. Amen? Praise the Lord. All right. Again, midnight's coming. How many know there was two women in the book of Kings? I'm not even going to turn there. There were two women in the book of Kings. They both had babies. And you remember that the one woman had the baby in her bed, the other woman had the baby in her bed. And how many know at midnight, the Bible said that the one woman rolled over on her child and smothered it to death. The child died. She took the dead baby and put it over with the other lady and took her live baby in her own bed. And you remember they came to Solomon. And Solomon did not know who the mother was. He's a type of Jesus. So he said, bring me a sword. And he was going to kill the live baby. And the real mother cried out and said, oh, God, don't do that, Solomon. And he knew that she was the right mother. You remember that? I said, midnight's coming. Everybody says they have the truth. But how many know the real church of Jesus at midnight is going to bring forth a son? Hallelujah. Going to bring forth a real son. Amen. It's not going to be hot air. It's going to be a man-child people. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at midnight, it's going to be the dividing hour. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, turn to another scripture. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's see where Paul put discerning of spirits. In verse 8, he talks about the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. But how many gifts of revelation are there? There are three, isn't there? Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. But in verse 8, he didn't put discerning of spirits there. He didn't put it in verse 9 with faith and with healing. Or in verse 10 with miracles, he put it on down. But notice in verse 10, prophecy and another what? Discerning of spirits and then tongues interpretation. So right in between prophecy, tongues interpretation, Paul put discerning of spirits. Why do you think he did that? Because the utterance gifts are going to be used much, much in the church. And we need discernment to know if is that God or is that not God. Amen? And I go throughout the land. I preach here and I preach there and I hear a lot of prophetic word come forth. And sometimes you know it's not of the Lord. Amen? And yet sometimes we're so gullible we believe everything that's being spoken. And then whether here or whether through the prophetic word or whatever, we need real inward discernment to know right from wrong. Turn to 2 Thessalonians. The Lord's given me a scripture here. I want to show you this. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Look in verse 2. Paul said that you be not soon shaken in mind, and that's where we're usually shook, or be troubled. Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Neither by a spirit. Now, that's an evil spirit. That's a wrong spirit. That's another spirit. Amen? Now, Paul said, we're not to be shaken in mind or be troubled by a spirit. I mean, I know the Holy Ghost can shake you up. He can deal with you. But we're not dealing with that right here. Or, he said, by word. That's a word. That's logos. That can be even preached. Amen? Nor by letter. That which is even written down. I mean, get mail come in your home and you throw it about 5 feet from you in the waste paper basket. Some of it. Amen. We have to be on guard for spirits. We have to be on guard for even that which is preached. I don't care if it's me or the greatest apostle in the United States, whoever he is. We have to be on guard. We have to. Is that God or is that not God? Amen. The Bereans search the word daily to see if those things be so that was spoken. Amen. The trouble in the church, we believe every preacher and every teacher without going to the book ourselves. Amen. And then he said also that which by letter, that which is written down. And there, verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means. By what means? By a spirit, by word or letter. Hallelujah. How are you going to know the difference? By eating popcorn and watching your favorite television show? No. By being in the Spirit. Amen. Now, praise the Lord. Turn to 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4. And let me tell you, brethren, there are ministries in the land that go to the weak ones in churches and in groups to try to win them over. How many know we have a prophetic word? It needs to be said where it can be heard and judged. Not take somebody in the corner or over, you know, two blocks away. If you got a word, let it bring them up here and say, I have a word for someone. Bring them up here and give it forth so others can hear it and judge it by the Spirit. Amen? 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh what? Expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. How are they going to do it? By giving heed
by listening to something that's not the Holy Spirit to another spirit. Seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Paul said in the latter times that there's going to be seducing spirits and doctrines of demons in the land. Isn't that right? Now turn to 2 Timothy. Is it 2 Timothy 2? Hallelujah. Where he talks about we must study to show ourselves approved. Verse 15. 2 Timothy 2. Now watch these scriptures here with me. We're talking about a spirit, aren't we? We're talking about a word, aren't we? And we're talking about a letter. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing what? The word of truth. How are you going to do that? By studying the word of God by the Spirit of God. Isn't that right? I mean, old Ecclesiastes said, much study makes the flesh weary. Verse 16. How many know that the elders that are counted worthy of double honor, those who labor in the word and doctrine. Isn't that right? Don't shout me down. It's the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 5. I mean, we must labor in the word and doctrine. Let's go look at it. We'll come right back here. 1 Timothy 5, 17, I think it is. 1 Timothy 5, 17. Let the elders. And notice it said elders. We have elders, you know, doing everything else, you know. But here, these elders are ministries ministering the word. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of what? Double honor. How many of two nickels make a dime? Especially they who labor in the word or preaching and doctrine. Now, back to 2 Timothy chapter 2. He said we're to study to show ourselves approved. To divide God's word right. Verse 16, shun profane vain babblings, they'll increase. Verse 17, their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already. Now look at this. And overthrow the faith of some. Amen. I mean, old people get hurt. People get deceived. But if we have discernment within, it will protect us from these things. Amen? If we have the discerning one in us, the Lord Jesus. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now turn to Ezekiel 48. Ezekiel 48. How many has ever read this chapter on the priest? There are those who minister to the outer court before the idols. And God won't let them come on in, whether you know that or not. Amen? God clearly tells us in verse 13 that those who minister in the outer court minister to the idols because of their iniquity. God said in verse 13, they shall not come near to me to do the office of a priest unto me, nor to come near to any of my holy things in the most holy place. All right, verse 15. I want to start at verse 15. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, that kept the charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer the fat, the blood, saith the Lord God. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table. God's table. I'm in Ezekiel 44. What did I say, 7? Al, I'm sorry. 44. Ezekiel 44, I start with verse 13. Now I'm in verse 16. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table. Where does God spread the table? In the presence of our enemies. To minister to me, God said, and they shall keep my charge. Hallelujah. Now look in verse 18. He tells you in 18 that they're not to put on anything that causes sweat. Well, how many know that's the curse? That's work. How many know if you come to the whole most holy place, it's not going to be your sweat and your work. It's going to be His Spirit ministering to and through you. Amen?
Hallelujah. Now, look in verse 23, though, what he says about these priests. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them, my people, to discern between the unclean and the clean. Amen. Hallelujah. And God said in verse 31, the priest shall not eat anything that's dead. Well, how many want anything dead? No, we want that which is alive. Amen. Praise his holy name. Well, we need discernment. Now turn to Job 39. While you're turning there, how many's ever read Leviticus chapter 21? Huh? How many know that the priests, if they had physical blemishes, they could not be, if the men had physical blemishes, they could not be a priest. And the first blemish, if he was a blind man, he couldn't be a priest. Isn't that right? How many know there's a lot of blind men preaching the gospel today? No vision, no illumination, no insight from God, no discernment from God. Amen? Now, the second thing is, he said if he's a lame man, now he may have vision, he may have a good word from the Lord, he may tell you even about sonship and overcoming, but if he's lame and he doesn't walk out what he sees, it's still not going to do him any good. I mean, you've got to walk this thing out. You may see it, but you've got to walk it out. But if you're lame, you're hurting. And a man that was lame could not be a priest. Amen? How many would like a blind man to cook food for you? Well, how many know he might put some rat poison in the food? Or dish detergent in something? But he may be able to see, and yet, if he's a lame man, he can't walk it out. And then he said, if he has a flat nose, he can't be a priest. What is that? No smell, no discernment at all. Amen? He could not be a priest. Now, the Bible said he could eat the bread, but he could not give the bread. And in Leviticus 21, the word blemish is used six times, and six is the number of man. It's not our physical blemishes today that will keep us from being priests, but it's the spiritual blemishes. Amen? Because I know men that are almost blind that have much word in them. I know men that can't walk very good and have word of God in them. Amen? Hallelujah? Amen. Now, turn to Job 39. Job 39. Look in verse 19. Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? How many know the neck's the will? Can thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. What's the nostrils? It's smell. He paws in the valley. He rejoices in his strength. He goes on to meet the armed men. He mocks at fear. He's not affrighted. Neither turns he back from the sword. The quiver rattleth against him. The glittering spear and the shield. He swallows the ground with fierceness and rage. Neither believes he that it's the sound of the trumpet. Then it says, he saith among the trumpets. He's a trumpet among the trumpets. Ha ha. And he smelleth or discerneth the battle of fall off, the thunder of the captains and of the shouting. Hallelujah. God wants us to come to a place where we can discern some things before they get in and tear us up. Amen. He'd like to give you a vision or a dream or something and show you, brethren, and prepare you for those things that would come in on you. Amen. So he was a trumpet among the trumpets. He smelleth the battle afar off. He has discernment to do that. Now turn again let's turn to Jeremiah 48. Jeremiah 48. Praise you, Jesus. Look in verse 11. 48:11. Moab has been at ease from his youth. That's his lifestyle. He has settled on his lees, on the dregs, the dross, the filth. I mean, the more you're poured out from vessel to vessel, the purer, the sweeter, and the clearer you're going to get. Hello? You got to pour yourself out. And you don't choose who you're going to pour yourself out to. Because if you did in the natural, you wouldn't pour yourself out to very many people, just to be honest. Amen? But God chooses whom we pour out to. Amen? Notice what it said. He has settled on his lease. He's not been emptied. You can't empty yourself unless you're full. He has not been emptied from vessel to vessel. Neither hath he gone into captivity. He is not a prisoner for the Lord. I've said this here before, but I'll say it again. You don't choose your cellmates. He chooses them. Amen? Therefore, his taste remains in him, and his scent, his smell, his discernment is not changed. And I've seen people in the church for 15 and 20 and 30 years, and they have no more discernment today than they had 15 or 20 years ago. And God help each one of us to grow and have inward discernment by the Holy Ghost. It is not a guessing game. You either have discernment within or you don't have it. Amen? You have the discerning one within you that can discern all things if we'll let him do it. Amen? Amen. Now, turn to 1 Kings. Sun's not coming up yet. 1 Kings, chapter 13. Here's a young prophet coming out of the land of Judah. He's coming to Bethel, the house of God. He's crying against the altar in verse 2 about the word of the Lord. He's prophesying about Josiah. How many know Josiah was named before he was born? There's seven men in the Bible, at least I know of, that was named before they was born. And he's prophesying, he's given signs. And then in verse 4, the king said, lay hand upon him, put forth your hand against him. And when he did, the king's hand dried up, and he couldn't pull it in again. How many know if you touch God's anointed, you're going to get it? And here was God's anointed. He was a prophet. Anyway, everything came to pass like he said it. And there was an old prophet that heard about him. Now look in verse 11. There dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons had came and told him what the young prophet had prophesied and the signs had been fulfilled and so forth. And this stirred this old prophet up, and he wouldn't know which way he went, and so he saddled his ass and he goes after the young prophet. Verse 14, he finds him sitting under an oak. How many know once God's used you, you better not settle down? And he said, are you the man of God that came from Judah? He said, I'm he. Then he said, well, come home and eat some bread with me. And the young man said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. Now, he was pretty positive, wasn't he? For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. Now notice what the old prophet said. I am a prophet also, as thou art. How many know you have to watch out for those who go around saying, I'm a prophet? Huh? And secondly, he lied to him. He said, an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord and said, bring him back to your house. Let him eat and drink with you. Well, how many know Paul said if an angel comes and preaches any other thing than what we said, let him be accursed. Now, this young prophet believed that word of the old prophet over the word of the Lord. How many know when you get something really from God and you know it's from God, you got to stick with it? You got to make sure it's from God, though. Amen? But he lied to him. Here's an old prophet lying to a young prophet, and the young prophet believes it. Now look at verse 20, when they come back to the house. It came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord, now here's the word of the Lord, coming to the prophet that brought him back. You mean God would still use that old prophet? Yes. The gifts and callings of God without repentance. And just because a man or woman's using the gifts doesn't mean they are necessarily walking in the fruit of God. Amen? As they should be. How many know that's true? How many know Saul prophesied by an evil spirit? And yet he could prophesy by a good spirit. Isn't that right? And yet he tried to kill David at the same time. How many know Samson took the gates and bars at midnight out on top of a hill? He just got up from a harlot. Amen? Hallelujah. But thank God for those that are being purged and are being cleaned up. Amen? How many know it's going to take a pure ministry with pure gifts from God in this hour? Amen? Anyway, this old prophet prophesied his death, and it happened exactly like he told it. But the young man, he had heard from God, and yet he believed a lie over the true word of the Lord. And it brought death. The same gift, listen, the same gift. How many know the same gift that God blesses you with can also destroy if we listen to the lies? Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, I could use that in a different vein too, but I won't go into that. Okay, now, praise the Lord. We need to discern. Now turn to another scripture real quick. Turn to chapter 22 there in Kings. Chapter 22. We see that Jehoshaphat is coming together with Ahab, and there's a battle, and the prophets are prophesying, but Jehoshaphat's not satisfied. In 1 Kings 22:7, Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him?" Then in verse 8, the king said, "Yeah, there's one here, but I hate him." I mean, the true prophets are hated. "He does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil." Huh? Well, how many know they just went and sent for Micaiah, and he was on bread and water in prison. And all the other prophets were prophesying, you know, go up, you're going to have victory and everything. But here comes the true prophet in. In verse 19, he said, "Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord." I saw. Prophets see things in the spirit, don't they? "I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on the right hand and on the left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this matter, and another said on that manner," excuse me, "and there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said to him, wherewith?" He said, "I will go forth and I'll be a lying spirit." How many know there's still lying spirits in the land? "I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also, go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee." Verse 27. The king said, "Put this fellow in prison, feeding with bread of affliction and water of affliction till I come in peace." And Micah said, "If thou return it all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me." How many know we need some prophets like that today? We need some prophets in the land. Amen? Now turn to 2 Kings 6. Believe me, brethren, every man that says he's a prophet is not a prophet. And so forth. But there are true prophets and true apostles in the land. 2 Kings 6:15. "When the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, how shall we do? He answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountains. The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha." Hallelujah. That was discerning of spirits. Amen. Praise God. We need that gift in the church tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I got a lot more, but I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to wear you out. I want us to stand. Praise the Lord. Let's just praise him a minute. Hallelujah. Karavandala vasida vahandala vosida vahaya. Kila vahandavo kotarabasandala vakitarabahaya. Father God, we worship you tonight, Father God. We bless you, Father God. We praise you, Father God. Father God, we praise Thee. We magnify You. God, we need that discernment tonight, Lord. We need that inward discernment, Lord, of the Holy Ghost, Lord, that we can know, Father, Lord, that which is of Thee and that which is not of Thee, Lord. Thank You, my God. Hallelujah. 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 I want Kevin to come up. I want to minister to Kevin in the Spirit, Brother Kevin. Hallelujah. 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 My son, the Lord has seen your obedience, and He has seen the faithfulness of thee, saith the Lord. And know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and know that my love is within thee. And know that in the days ahead, the Lord shall bless thee. He shall cause you to be a triumphant one, and He shall cause you to walk in high places with Him. For the Lord has reared thee up and brought thee forth in this hour. That yea, thou hast been, as I said, faithful, but know that the Lord God shall also be faithful to thee, and the Lord God shall reach His hand out to thee in a special way. He shall bless thee, saith the Lord. He shall bless thy basket as you go out and as you come in. And thou shalt not be the tail, but thou shalt be the head. Thou shalt be above and not beneath. For I shall put my blessing upon thee, my son. For I've seen your heart, and I've seen that within your spirit that's been put in thee by me, by my spirit, saith the Lord. So rejoice and know that I love you and that I care for you, and my love does reach out to you, and you shall be changed, my son. You shall be changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want Patty to come. Patty, I want you to come. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, let's praise our Lord. Let's praise our God tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Thou art the handmaiden of the Lord, and thou shalt truly prophesy. I put that gift within thee, my daughter. Hold it not back, and say not, I'm second place. Say not that I can't do this or I can't do that, but God has put that gift in thee. God has given you that ability, and that ability shall operate in and through thee because I put it in thee, saith the Lord. Know that the Spirit of God will help you also and undergird for thee because He's also seen your faithfulness as well. Yea, He has seen within thee a heart of compassion and not a heart of murmuring, but a heart of compassion. And thy God shall bless you as well. And He shall cause you also to walk in high places. And know that the hand of the Lord shall bless thee abundantly. For yea, I say unto thee that thou art mine and thou art... And I am yours, saith the Lord, and know that I will say to you, even as you heard tonight, you're one of those jewels that I'm making up for that day. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is going to make thee a strong one. Yea, God shall make thee a valiant one. Thou shalt be as Gideon of old. And thou shalt know of the battle, saith the Lord. But the Lord thy God shall thrust thee forth. And thou shalt grow up in Him. And thou shalt also have discernment within. And God shall put a word of knowledge in you, saith the Lord. Yea, thou shalt be able not only to discern, but thou shalt have a word of knowledge. Yea, concerning past things and present things. For I have spoken it, and I'll bring it to pass, saith the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want our brother here from Wisconsin. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Yes, sir. I mean from Maryland. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reach your hands out to him. Yes, amen. The Lord just reach out. The Lord just reach out to thee. And the Lord just draw you to himself. The Lord bringeth thee unto himself. Yea, and I will purge, and I have purged, but I will purge the traditions out. And I, the Lord, will pour myself into thee. For truly, the Lord has seen your obedience. And I've said that obedience is better than sacrifice. So, my son, the hand of God is upon thee. And know that I am purging, and I will also heal, I will deliver, and I will fill thee full of my presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Lord has watched thy walk life. He has seen your obedience and your love that has reached out to others. And the Lord has cut away, but he's also healed. Yea, the Lord does reach out to you as well. The Lord shall instruct thee in the night season. He shall visit thy temple and thy tabernacle, and he'll show you the way thou art to go. So raise your hearts and your hands to the Lord, and know that I've heard your cry, and the cry has been answered. And now I shall do the work, saith the Lord. Yea, I shall do the work. The work is by my Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. There's a brother back here with the glasses on, behind the red woman in the red there. Would you come up, sir? Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Let's keep our hearts on the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord has brought thee here for a purpose, to hear. Yea, to hear the word of the Lord. Not just this prophetic word, but the word that shall come forth in these meetings. And know that the Lord shall give you his mind. He shall seal thee, saith the Lord. For your heart has cried, and your heart has wept before him. And you said, Lord, why this and why that? And know that God shall bring the answers. And God shall sweep within thy soul. He shall sweep away traditions and lies that have come to thee in the past. And he shall bring truth within thee, and that truth shall set you free. For I am the way, saith the Lord, the truth and the life. And I shall cause thy feet to be, yea, on the solid rock, even stronger than where they are this night. For your heart is cried, and I've heard, and I, the Lord, do answer thee. Hallelujah. Bless you, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want this lady in the pink and white here, striped. Would you come up? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's Hallelujah. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Let's praise our Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord has seen the tears, and he's seen the trials and the testings. He's seen the heartaches. He's seen the tribulation. And know that I send to thee that I am with thee in those things. And God shall bring thee forth, and there shall be a sunlight. Thou shalt reach the top of the mountain, and yea, thou shalt be brought out of the valley, and thou shalt see the light of the Lord, and there shall be rejoicing, there shall be tears, yea, and there shall be weeping before his presence. For I shall bring thee out, and I'll bring you in, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to his name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Jim, just raise your hand up back there. The Lord's hand is upon you, brother. And know that the Spirit of the Lord is going to lead you in a different direction in this hour. I'm going to lead you in a new way, a new pathway that you haven't been yet to. And yea, the Spirit of the Lord is going to visit you in the night season. I'm going to come to you with visions and revelations from the Holy Spirit. Upon my word, saith God. And yea, your heart's going to rejoice. Your heart's going to melt before him. And you're going to know that it's God, because I'm going to speak out of my word to your heart. And you're going to rejoice at the things I'll tell you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. There's a lady in the back also on a pink and white stripe. I want you to come. Yeah, that's you. Come right on, ma'am. Come right on up. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. I just have to call him out as the Lord shows him to me. I can't go any faster. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Reach your hands out to her. Amen. The Lord has seen your struggles. And the Lord has seen your heartache. But know that I am the God that heals the heart. I am the Lord that reaches out to thee with my wisdom, with my knowledge, and my understanding. And as you partake of my word and as you get a deeper revelation of the fear of God, then I'm going to give you much understanding. And also I've said that the beginning of the fear of the Lord is wisdom. I'm going to give you that wisdom, saith the Lord. And yea, that wisdom shall bring thee through. It shall bring thee through, and it shall bring thee up. For yea, the matters you're in now, you need the wisdom of the Lord, and you shall receive it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. The Lord shall instruct thee as thou dost grow. The Lord, yea, does pour out his spirit upon thee. The Lord shall come to you as well in the night time. Yea, I shall minister my love and my grace to you. And yea, I shall say even this night to you that thou art a Ruth before the Lord. Yea, and I, the Lord, shall purge, but I shall heal, and I shall deliver thee, saith the Lord thy God. For surely, yea, those that have come against thee, yea, know that the Lord shall cut down those forces of the enemy. And I, the Lord, shall be exalted in your life, for others shall see me in you and know that I dwell in you of a truth. Hallelujah! 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 Praise the Lord. I want this young person here with that big face on her. Hallelujah. Reach your hands out to her. Will you do it? Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, amen. I've given thee a tender spirit. I've given you a tender heart. And I've said to you in your youth, remember your Creator. Know that thou hast turned to the Lord, and the Lord's going to turn to thee, and the Lord's going to turn the tables on the enemy, and he's going to fight your battles, and he's going to cause you to skip and jump and leap. He's going to bring joy within your heart, and you're going to know that the Lord's on your side, for greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. 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 Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. How many need healing in your body tonight? We want to minister to some of you that need healing in your body tonight. Come up and let us minister to it. Come right on up. Praise the Lord. You need physical healing. Physical healing in your body. Some of the brethren can come up and pray with me. We want to pray for you. Where's the oil at? Let me just put some on my finger. Amen. Will you reach your hands out towards these? You know if you're hurting, you need healing. Jesus is the healer. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.